Good day for the FBI. They're on the verge of solving the mystery of D.B. Cooper. Those of you who remember, he's the guy that jumped out of the Northwest plane with $300,000 or $400,000 in cash and disappeared.
Yeah.
Why anybody would have spent, how much money do you think they've spent trying to find this guy?
I know.
Over the years. What are, it's ridiculous.
At this point, yeah.
Asinine.
At I was thinking rate. About that last night because Treat Williams, who played D.B. Cooper in the movie,
yeah.
has a new show on whatever cable channel about where is
D.B. Cooper?
Yeah, and he and all of his sons are cops and the daughter becomes an internal affairs investigator.
It's foolishness. All right, anyway, so that's at DougStephan.com. A lot of other things are there today. We have important news from Phil Lemper, the supermarket guru, about how to cook fish. Did you see the story on the web? This is making a viral picnic, if you will. It's a feast for your eyes. The story of the catfish that swallowed the ball and couldn't swallow the ball, but somehow they got the ball wedged in its mouth. Even if you didn't see it, imagine it. Visualize this in your mind. I was about to say, vaginize.
Don't do that.
Yeah, thank you.
Anyway, so somebody saw the catfish floating around in a lake in Ohio, and they grabbed the fish and cut the ball out of its mouth, and therefore the fish is okay. But just imagine, why you got to wonder, why is the catfish trying to eat the ball, number one, but gets it in its mouth. You know, you can see.
They're not very discriminating fish.
No, they're not.
No, they eat anything. They're stupid fish.
Fish are not. Fish are generally not that bright rich, after all. Fish, you know? Fish. I can get too excited about it.
Uh-oh.
Fish. Why, am I going to be upsetting to the people who are fish supporters?
Oh, you know what?
There must be a fish lobby.
The Fisher People Too Union is going to be upset.
The fishmongers of the world.
I just did a Google search on this, and the first thing that came up was Snopes.
Yeah?
True.
True!
Ooh,
and here's a picture. It's a basketball.
Yeah. My
what?
God.
Holy moly. Look
holy
at this.
Moly. Yeah. How about that?
Yeah.
I actually got something past the Snopes filter.
The Snopes detector.
Yeah.
Big old fish there, man.
I had some pictures floating around today of Arnold Schwarzenegger and his wife, Maria Shriver, riding around in Beverly Hills yesterday. They went out shopping because it was his birthday. Kind of nice to see the two of them. And, you know,
being
they're
friendly.
Yeah, kind of. You know, I mean, come on. She had to have known all through those years what she was marrying. She knew what she was around. And the kids to a certain extent. I mean, it's kind of embarrassing when it slaps you in the face. But the other side of that is that between the two of them, there's about $500 million to split up in California. He's worth $300 and she's worth $200. So she ends up with $250. He ends up with $250. $50 million when you got $300, $400, $500 million. Who cares?
Yeah.
Remember what Neil Diamond, did he say it here or did I read it someplace? I remember we were talking to him. At the time of his divorce, he was worth $300 and some odd million. And he gave $150 to his wife in the settlement and said, you know what? If she's happier, God bless her. What do I need $300 million for?
Speaking of fish, he was about as exciting as a fish when he was here with us.
Hi, everybody. Exactly. This is Neil Diamond, and you're listening to my good friend Doug Stephan's Good Day program.
There's my friend. All right. I found somebody who is exciting. Her name is Pamela Popper, and she has a Ph.D. So Ph.D. Pamela Popper is going to join us.
Perfect.
She is. I think she'd be an interesting teacher. I have not met Pam personally. I'm going to try to arrange that because I want to do a program.
You've not met Pam personally?
I have not personally.
That's preposterous.
It is preposterous.
Well, we're going to try and remedy that.
Yes, we are going to do that. All right. Pam joins us in a moment. Stand by. A little laughter at 10 after coming up right after this on Good Day.
Every day, businesses lose critical customer and financial data as a result of cyber crimes, human errors, and natural disasters. Barracuda Networks, the world leader in content security, application delivery, and data protection with more than 130,000 customers worldwide can help. Barracuda Backup Service combines local backup and deduplication for rapid restores with data storage in the cloud for fail-safe disaster recovery. Protect your critical data. Visit Barracuda.com/backup to try Barracuda Backup Service free for 30 days. That's Barracuda.com/backup.
This is Troy Aikman.
And Hulk Hogan.
We're here to tell you about the Rent-A-Center clearance event.
Make that Rent-A-Center clearance mania.
Yeah, save up to 50% on select brand name merchandise throughout the store.
We're talking savings in the house, brother.
Oh, brother.
Rental purchase or lease purchase. Save up to 50% compared to non-promotional rent-to-own prices for new merchandise. Offer ends August 20th, 2011, and applies to select new and pre-leased items as marked in store. See rentacenter.com for complete details.
The Doug Steffen Good Day program, the services of Jennifer Horn, Rich McFadden, and Doug, aiming you in the direction of smile time. Two ladies are talking in heaven. First woman said, "Hi, Wanda." Second woman said, "Hey, Sylvia, how'd you die?" First woman, "I froze to death." Second woman, "Wow, that's horrible." First woman, "Well, it really wasn't so bad. After I quit shaking from the cold, I began to get warm and sleepy, finally died a peaceful death. What about you?" Second woman says, "I died of a massive heart attack. I suspected my husband was cheating, so I came home early to catch him in the act, but instead I found him all by himself in the den watching television." First woman, "So what happened?" Second woman, "I was so sure there was another woman there somewhere, I started running all over the house looking. I ran up to the attic and searched, down the basement searched. Then I went through every closet, checked under all the beds. I kept this up until I looked everywhere, and finally I became so exhausted I just kneeled over with a heart attack and I died." First woman, "Too bad you didn't look in the freezer. We'd both still be alive." All right, we've planned to pursue Pamela Popper, and it won't be posthumously. In just a moment here on Good Day.
As a home plate ump, my eyesight is my paycheck.
Strike one!
Strike, that thing was chin high!
But the price of monthly contact lenses was eating me up.
Strike two!
Come on, it bounced to the plate!
So to save some money, I'm just using these glasses I found. Cha-ching!
Strike three, you're out!
He hasn't even pitched the ball yet!
There's an easier way to save. Get online, go to geico.com, get a quote. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Get a quote. Is that like getting a life?
Get a life.
Yes, to a certain extent it is. Right, exactly. All right, well, if you want to have an extended life, we found Pam Popper to help you do that. She runs in Columbus, Ohio, the Wellness Forum, and she is very well. And so we've done enough foolish stuff with the words, though, Pam. Don't you think we've had enough of that?
How old is that, Pam? How often do you get the P words that go along with
it? Oh, all the time. And I get all kinds of versions of it. It doesn't always come out Pam Popper. You know, people call the office and ask if Mrs. Poppins is in. And Kelly will say, "Well, no, she's out flying her umbrella today. She'll be back later."
That's funny.
So I forgot, is this your married name or your single name?
My maiden name. I never changed it. I just kind of like it. You know, it's one of those names you hate
flows
when you're in the fourth grade, but then later on you find out people remember it. It's not a good name to have.
Yeah. Do people, when you were in, let's say, elementary school, did people tease you, though, your classmates? Kids in fourth and fifth grade, they do strange things with names.
Yeah, well, they teased me about that. When I was a really little kid, I was kind of fat. I got teased about that.
Really?
And, and I don't know. I think kids are just cruel. Anybody who's a little bit different from them, gets teased. I think it's hard being a kid. I never want to have that experience again.
That's why when you name your kids, man, think hard and long before you decide on
my
something.
My given name is Dudley. You don't think that rode me through? What did that do for me as I went through? At any rate, one of the things I have always wanted to ask you about, we have this big ongoing national debate about health care, and wellness is never a part of it. If you look at this bill, it wasn't a health care bill, it was the insurance bailout bill, the ludicrous focus on all of the things that we do to save ourselves after we get sick instead of prevention. It's insulting, it's annoying. The whole thing drives me nuts. And I wonder, in terms of personal responsibility, you teach people, the Wellness Forum is all about embracing health care. Do people that run businesses, let's say in Columbus, come to you and say, okay, this is a defensive act on our part because we pay a lot for health insurance for our employees and we want to make sure that they're protected, so they put them on plans? Is that something that makes sense to do? And I'm talking now to employers who are listening. Maybe there's some tidbit, Pam, you can give us of advice or a little expertise on how this gets handled.
Well, first of all, employers are getting very interested in our health improvement programs. Ours and some other people do this too. But,
right.
you know, when we talk, I would love to be talking about prevention and wellness, but the horse is out of the barn. Yeah. Everybody's already sick. And what really, I agree with you, I'm just disgusted by this whole healthcare thing. And part of it is because the whole focus is on who's going to pay for all this stuff that doesn't work instead of
right.
paying for stuff that does work. And a good example, I just read an article, another one, and there are dozens of them. There is absolutely no way you can justify angioplasty beyond 90 minutes after the heart attack. No way. Mm-hmm. Your patients are worse off. Angioplasty is a very expensive procedure, so a self-insured company is paying a lot of money for people to have angioplasty is completely useless. So the discussion, we need to start with the people that are sick, and we need to start offering them treatment that works and stop doing the stuff that doesn't work. And fortunately, what works is so much cheaper than these expensive drugs and procedures. So a long answer to your question, but the bottom line is when companies come to us, what they're basically buying into is we understand that you can take our type 2 diabetics and make them former diabetics. We understand that you can make coronary artery disease stop or even regress. And every time we do that, money drops to the bottom line that isn't being spent on drugs and doctor visits and procedures and worsening health. And for some of these conditions, for example, a multiple sclerosis patient costs about $57,000 a year for care.
Good
you get
God.
These people early stage, and you can reverse it. It's a lot of money that can be saved this way. The federal government should be paying attention to this, and certainly employers are because it's their money. Federal government, I think, doesn't really have any accountability to anybody, as we all know.
Yeah, and they don't have any money if they don't have ours.
Yeah.
Well,
and they'll just, even when they don't have any money, they'll keep spending. It's just, it's beyond comprehension. And this healthcare thing is such a difficult problem to solve because the big players who thrive on this $2.2 trillion industry have well-paid lobbyists that are there all the time, basically convincing
yep.
legislators who don't know anything about this. It's not
right.
entirely their fault that we have to have these expensive cardiac cathedrals. We have to have these very expensive drugs and procedures. People's lives depend upon it. And so from the public standpoint, the view that the legislator has, I can't afford to have a bad public perception of my actions. Oh, my gosh, we can't be seen taking bypass surgery away from people who need it or mammograms away from women. So this whole thing just keeps perpetuating itself. It's really disgusting to watch, and I'm confident that the only way it'll get solved is by the average consumer learning about this, not because the feds are going to wake up and do something productive.
Nope. I think you've encapsulated it very well, extraordinarily well. Okay, so I'm looking at the Jazzy Vegetarian.
Mm-hmm.
Who is the Jazzy Vegetarian? What's her name? Laura Theodore?
Yes, Laura Theodore.
I'm looking at your website. Who the heck is she?
Well, she's
she got billing over me. She got top billing. I'm under her.
Oh, no. actually, I was associated with her before you.
Okay, that's why.
But we can change that around.
Now, so if you kill everybody off, Doug, you'll get to the top of the list.
We're pretty easy about that stuff. But anyway, Laura is a former jazz singer
really?
Who is also a gourmet cook and got interested in plant-based eating. And now is going to have a show on PBS called The Jazzy Vegetarian and has a new cookbook coming out. And we're doing a wellness cruise, a health cruise, in February to the Caribbean.
Really?
So people who want to
maybe I'll join you because we're going to do a Doug Steffen cruise to the Caribbean in February. And I was going to invite everybody who's a participant in the program to come along and maybe, if you'll pardon the pun, jazz it up a little bit.
Well, you guys should join us. It's going to be fabulous. The food's going to be amazing.
Yeah.
And everybody will get to take classes in the morning, and then you know the rest of the day is kind of free to do what you want.
And then eat through the rest of the day so you have to work it off the next morning.
Right.
That's how you do it.
Yeah.
All right, check out Pam Popper's place, thewellnessforum.com. Lots of great information about your health and well-being. 21 after on Good Day.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic, and as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable, patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to benefit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver, that's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver, utopiasilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338, utopiasilver.com. Taking back America's health care one American at a time.
If you're concerned about radiation poisoning from Japan in the air, water, or food and can't find potassium iodide, go to restoreyourhealthnow.com and choose Liquid Zeolite. Liquid Zeolite is hands down the best product to remove radiation from your body and safely removes toxins, heavy metals, boosts energy levels, and promotes a strong immune system. For fatigue, muscle weakness, headaches, memory loss, influenza, joint pain, or toxic radiation poisoning, use Liquid Zeolite from RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Liquid Zeolite is so powerful it was used to clean up contamination in Chernobyl, yet so gentle you won't even know you're taking it. Liquid Zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee, but is only available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of Liquid Zeolite at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com, or call 800-880-9976. Call 800-880-9976 today and learn how to get free bottles of Liquid Zeolite.
The video of the day today, DougStefan.com, goes back 30 years ago today, the debut of MTV. You can check out the video of the first 10 minutes, see the first two videos they played. The Buggles video killed the radio show, Pat Benatar, You Better Run. This actually is the audio of the launch. And we have some of the songs that were in the first group of about 50, including this one by Mario Speedwagon, yeah. Take It on the Run. But then there was Cliff Richard, We Don't Talk Anymore. That was a great pop hit. So they didn't really, they had whatever was playing. This was pop music on MTV, right? It's interesting to remember. I don't remember this video. I don't remember many of these, actually. I was never one. I wasn't really a big fan of videos. But, hey, it's a great way to have created something out of nothing. This is Jerry Rafferty and Baker Street, one of the first songs that was played. Let's see, where is this? On the list, number 27. On that first day of 56 songs, that's all they played the first, it was early in the morning anyway, right? Started at 12.01 a.m. or p.m.?
Yeah.
12.01 a.m., yeah. 12.01 a.m., yeah. They started this, the original MTV theme song played over a montage of the Apollo 11 moon landing. They used that footage because they didn't have to pay for it. It was public.
Now, it's still with them. I mean, that's what their trophy when they give away the MTV awards. The trophy is the Apollo 11 moon landing shot.
Have you got a snippet from Double Life by the Cars, Richie?
I don't have that, but I do have this. Use my face.
Mm-hmm.
Use my style. Gonna use her sassy.
Sassy.
Nobody else here. Well, quite like her. She's special. So special.
This, I think, MTV legitimized women rockers in a way that hadn't been done before. My theory is that it did.
Yeah, they sexualized them and put them on the television.
Yeah, and also the influence to fashion. Oh, my gosh. Oh, yeah. You're crazy for that.
I heard a song from a woman this weekend made me think of Amy Winehouse. I'm trying to remember. Something in the Machine. Does that ring a bell? Let me see if I can find it. Huh?
Something in the Machine was the name of the song.
How about Ghost in the Machine, the Police?
No. This woman's name. Hold on just a second.
Don't know it. Huh? So, Jennifer, what was your... When you think about MTV, what video comes to mind that just like, wow, that was a big video?
Oh, gosh, Madonna. Anything Madonna, probably.
Yeah.
That's. I would think about the Like a Virgin video.
Yeah.
I would think about the Who's That Girl video with the tiger. I don't know if you remember that
one. Yeah.
Probably Madonna. Cindy Lauper a lot. I love the Captain Lauper.
Yeah. Well, she'd go to YouTube and watch video by Florence and the Machine.
Okay, and why?
Because it'll make you think of Amy Winehouse. I think it will. Anyway, she's an English... Okay. She does a Buddy Holly tribute to CD.
How'd you find her?
Somebody sent this to me. When I was talking about Amy Winehouse, thought I would like this, and I did. I liked it a lot. And I think she does a whole CD that's a Buddy Holly tribute. And this is from the people that they weren't alive when Buddy Holly was around. That's the thing. That was Amy Winehouse's thing, too. She interpreted a lot of songs that... She wasn't around.
Yeah. A lot of cover tunes.
Like a Virgin, here's Madonna from video. It was played the first day of the MTV debut.
No.
Was it?
Later in life, yeah.
Oh. Yeah, it was a little later. Probably 1983.
O'Reilly. When you need auto parts and accessories, trust O'Reilly Auto Parts. Our professional parts people know what it takes to get the job done right. Professional technicians have counted on O'Reilly Auto Parts for decades. Now, you can too. It's all part of our service commitment to you and what sets us apart. Come see for yourself at your local O'Reilly Auto Parts store.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
On to round three. If a train leaves Spokane...
Schenectady by Saturday.
Correct. March comes before May. What's in my left pocket?
Half a mint and a rusty switchblade.
Correct.
Bam.
Who lets you watch TV episodes and movies instantly over the internet?
Ha-ha! Netflix!
Correct! Watch unlimited TV episodes and movies for only $8 a month from Netflix. See terms of use.
That is rad!
I know. Can you put me down now?
Sorry.
I'm a hugger.
In a military warehouse south of Washington, D.C., a USO stuffing party is in full swing. By the end of the day, volunteers will have stuffed over 10,000 USO care packages, packed them in boxes, loaded them on trucks, and sent them on their way to our soldiers in Iraq, Afghanistan, and military bases around the world. They'll stuff them full of things that most of us take for granted, but that our troops don't often have. Things like toiletries, playing cards, candy, books, little things. Little things that carry an enormous message to our troops. Little things like, thank you. Like we'll never forget you. Like we're behind you 100%. Like we love and cherish each and every one of you. Little things. We're all about the little things. We're the USO. So are you. For more information and to find out how you can help, visit us at USO.org. The USO. Until every...
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Spring and summer bring out the best of nature. The blooming flowers, grass, and weeds emit pollen everywhere. Spring cleaning, molds, funguses, and pollens can cause severe allergic reactions. It's time to fight back. Get a blast of nature's most powerful natural remedy with Oreganol P73, the most powerful oil of oregano available anywhere. Oreganol P73 is an extract of hand-picked wild oregano grown in mineral-rich soils found only in the mountains of the Mediterranean. Experience this powerful and effective spice you can't find anywhere else. It is so effective, even the ancient Greeks used oregano for their health. And it's not just a mere spice. Oreganol P73 is also available as gel caps and as a sea salt based nasal spray. Use Oreganol P73 and stay healthy all summer long. Order today by calling 877-817-9829. 877-817-9829. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. These products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Take the first step in home security. Install the Door Sentinel. Standard locks, deadbolts, and security systems can't prevent forced entry. The Door Sentinel provides door kick-in protection and can be added to your existing security system. The Door Sentinel is easy to install and will turn your home into a fortress. Make the call. 678-648-6757. That's 678-648-6757. Or visit them at SENTINEL securitygroup.com. SentinelSecurityGroup.com.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
You've been lied to. Lied to by the Wall Street propaganda machine, the government, and the talking heads in the media. The market is in for another crash. Real estate is already in a double-dip recession, and if you want to keep your hard-earned money safe, this message is for you. My name is Brett Kitchen, and after losing 35% of my money when the market crashed, I said enough is enough. I searched and discovered a way to safely grow my money, participate in potential double-digit gains, but also have my money protected when the crashes come. Plus, it could save you thousands in taxes. I want you to get a free copy of my new book, Safe Money Millionaire, where I share this powerful tool that people like Walt Disney and JCPenney used to safely grow their wealth. Call 1-800-675-1640 right now to get your free copy. Again, that's 1-800-675-1640. I'm giving away a limited number of copies today, so call 1-800-675-1640.
It's the Doug Steffen Good Day program. We've got it. You can get it. Join us every day at this time as we bring in another great American day every day. Listening rather than just talk. I mean, we're interested in listening to what you have to say, and you're interested, hopefully, in listening to what we have to say. Makes it a good sort of back and forth, doesn't it? Good conversation is about the two-way street. I've always thought I learned more with my mouth shut. Hard for those vibrations to get through the mouth. Ever notice you? If you're following us on the stream at DougSteffen.com, the video, I'm going to open my mouth. See? You want to see
look
the tooth?
Those,
yeah.
Look at those teeth.
That's what I wanted to see this morning.
Yeah,
you might want to brush before you do that.
I brush every day, three times a day.
I brush every day.
All right, so anyway, we're listening to you when you call us at 800-510-8255. Roberta's not here today, but Jennifer and Richie. Our poll at DougSteffen.com today focusing on the attention that we have given to MTV, the 30th anniversary of the founding of MTV. Can I do that? One. Maybe not.
No.
What was your favorite thing about MTV? 800-510-8255. A, when all they did was play music videos. B, coverage of Live Aid.
I was at Live Aid. So they covered
you?
Yeah. Unplugged. D, Total Request Live. E, the VMAs. F, Jersey Shore. G, nothing.
See, Total Request Live, that's a Carson Daly pass.
Yeah. Hey, that was good.
Yeah.
That was about my generation.
That was your generation.
Is he still doing that?
No. I don't think they do TRL anymore. Really?
Unplugged, that was kind of cool. I like that. I'm going to have to go with when all they did was play music videos. So here I'm at DougSteffen.com. I click vote.
Click on that.
I have submitted my vote. And right now I'm in second place. 28% of the people say when all they did was play music videos, nothing is winning.
All right, so
nothing, huh?
What do you think about the White House rickrolling a complaining Twitter follower? This was the poll on Friday at DougSteffen.com. Let's see, 26% of you said, I'd like to know what they're doing on Twitter when they ought to be solving the debt problem. Well, they solved it.
Yeah.
Haven't you heard? Everything's perfect. Everything's wonderful. The markets around the world have opened and exploded. It'll be a great day for those who have invested. You put some money in on Friday, plan on getting it out tomorrow. All right, so 26% said that. 24% of you said you didn't know what Rickrolling was. It's Rick Astley's song. Richie objects to having this on the radio, even though I love this. I think this is great.
No, me too. And two beat out one, Dougie.
It's just, yeah, right, exactly.
Let's get Rickrolled, Rich. Come on.
Here's actually what happens, Jennifer, is my vote counts twice because it's the Doug Steffen Good Day program.
Whatever.
And I get two
votes
because I'm cute.
Counts. Yeah, right. Richie has one vote, so it's actually 4-1.
4-1.
Yeah, right. So anyway, how did this get started? Does anybody know? I asked this question on Friday, and nobody had an answer for me.
How did Rick Rolling get started?
Rick asked me, yeah, just it became the answer for
YouTube.
Everything.
YouTube.
Yeah.
But I don't know. Let me look it up.
It gets used. When people send an email asking a question or whatever, and people don't answer it, they send back Rick Astley's video of this song. I don't get it, but anyway.
I mean, it's a bait and switch thing where somebody sends you a link.
Yeah.
To something, whatever you're talking about, and then it's actually the thing. And I don't know how it got started.
The thing.
Yeah, to this
very
video.
Very descriptive. Thank you, Rich.
To this video.
Yeah. All right, so let's see here. 19% said, that's hilarious. It was kind of funny, actually. 15% said it's a bit amusing. 11% said it was dumb.
The 2008 Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade got Rickrolled.
Really?
Yeah. Did it really?
Yeah. No. A lot of great things there. Help yourself to what we have for you, DougSteffen.com. There's a story
seems
also.
Seems to have begun from an earlier prank called duck rolling, which is where somebody would lead to a thread of an edited picture of a duck with wheels.
Quack.
So Rick Astley replaced the duck roll.
A duck. Okay, good.
Wasn't the duck a hairdo?
It was a hairdo.
A duck tail is what you might be.
Is that what it is?
Yeah. That was that long, skinny piece of hair that boys would grow that was really ugly.
Really? Huh.
Never
all right, so
I'm going to Rickroll you for every now and then just for fun.
Okay, good for you, Richie. Here's the story from Afghanistan today. Over the weekend, two teenagers from different ethnicities who met at an ice cream shop in Afghanistan are spending the days and nights in a cell block in a juvenile detention facility in Afghanistan. They were on the phone and texting back and forth. They decided to make their relationship public and were immediately greeted with a four-hour riot that killed one man and left police trying to figure out what's going on. As a matter of fact, the police station got bombed by people who thought they were inside of it. This is so crazy. You don't even begin to understand. This is what's so difficult about our understanding what goes on in this part of the world and trying to equate our ideas and mores and values and standards and stuff with how these people think. They don't think the way we think. And this is not a value judgment. It isn't. Well, I said it was crazy. Okay, so that is a value judgment. But if, you know, people want to live their lives a certain way, it's not necessarily our business, doesn't benefit us. The parents of these two were so furious because they were meeting without family approval. The fathers of both children said they would kill their children when they are released from jail. They're going to kill their children, teenagers, who met and were swapping back and forth their feelings about each other on Facebook, et cetera. The parents say they're going to kill them. There was a riot. Government promised them protection. The only way they can save them from their families is to put them in jail.
Why would the government be interested in protecting them?
Well, apparently the government has now figured out, who knows what.
It doesn't make sense. It doesn't sound like something.
What? No, I don't think that's true. I think that there's a certain humane side. These people are not all thugs and murderers.
Yeah, but the government is.
Cutthroats. Rich.
In Afghanistan, not as much as they used to be.
No, I think they've learned some stuff. But I ask the question again, why in the world are we there? What are we doing over there. It's what? Keep asking yourself that question. You can have a comment if you'd like. 800-510-8255. Alec Baldwin said before the vote was taken yesterday about the debt ceiling,
if they don't pass it, I'm moving to Canada.
No.
No.
He's going to run for mayor of New York.
Yeah.
Americans are caring, and what those who are opposed to raising the debt ceiling are essentially attempting to do is insist that we stop caring. No, Alec, they're insisting that we try to spend our money more intelligently. Why is it that this is looked at the way that it is?
Mm-hmm.
At least they're talking about dealing with the ridiculous spending in the Defense Department and on education cuts and stuff there. But okay. So the other story before we get to Dr. Ken, I actually want to ask Dr. Ken how this is possible. Are you following this story at DougStephan.com? There's an overview of how the new this is the new wave of robots. National Geographic this month has an examination of what they call Actroid androids. They are building humanoid robots. This one resembles a child.
Mm-hmm.
It is freaky.
Do not
like Westworld. Remember that movie Westworld with Yul Brynner and whoever else was in it?
If you're going to make a robot, make it look like a robot. Don't make it look like a kid.
These robots not only possess human-like physical characteristics, but they also have attitudes and social mannerisms. If you look at the article that we have excerpted at DougStephan.com from National Geographic, it reads in part, quote, in 5 or 10 years, robots will routinely be functioning as humans in human environments. The prospect leads us to wonder how much everyday human function do you want to outsource to a machine? It's a machine! Do you think they ought to look like people? 800-510-8255. Are you going to be like Jennifer? Get freaked out? I'll tell you, I don't know if freak is the word I'd use, but this whole thing gives me the willies.
Yep.
How are you going to know who you're... How do you know you're not going to make love to some machine?
Well, that might be better.
Yeah, maybe it might be. Yeah. Cut it off and it's all over.
Yeah, Doug, it'd be perfect
say that?
For you. Turn it off for 2 weeks.
Go back in the closet.
2 weeks. Yeah. All right. So they've developed a robotic, cuddly baby seal in Japan.
Who doesn't want a good robot seal?
Yeah. And then there's all this other stuff. These robots are touch sensitive. So what does that mean for those of us who need, we all need touch. We all need tactility. Is that the word?
Good.
Yeah.
It's Monday and you're breaking those words out. I like it.
All right, so we need to ask Ken about this, okay? Well, let's do that in a minute. Dr. Ken Kronhaus, medical expert on the Doug Steffen Good Day program with his daily dose of important medical information. And we'll deal a little bit more. There's one question, are we ready for him? The answer is no. Are they ready for us? I don't know. But there's anything is possible, I think, technologically these days. Pretty much anything is. How would you perhaps create this sort of thing? What would you have to be able to do physically, mechanically, and can we build something that replaces the human? And if we can, why can't we use some of those parts to save the real human beings? Right? Is that a question worth? It's a question worth asking.
They can play football for us.
Yeah, that's right. Play football, and you don't have to worry about
battles.
Yeah, send them out like they did in Star Trek, or was it Star Trek? No, it was
Star Wars.
Star Wars.
The clones, Attack of the Clones.
Exactly. All right, so that's
iRobot.
Yep. All right, so what's the story? 800-510-8255. Also, fish oil in the news this morning from Dr. Ken. That's right around the corner on Good Day.
I'm sure you're thinking, boy, I'd like to pay less for my car insurance, but switching seems like a lot of work. All the hassle and whatnot. Well, I'm here to tell you that is simply not the case. GEICO makes it so easy to switch and start saving money straight away without getting buried in a ton of paperwork. You know, that actually happened to me once. Literally, I was buried under my income taxes for 6 days. Haunting, really.
For a free rate quote, visit GEICO.com. GEICO, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
This is Troy Aikman
and Hulk Hogan.
We're here to tell you about the Rent-A-Center clearance event.
Make that Rent-A-Center clearance mania!
Yeah, save up to 50% on select brand name merchandise throughout the store.
We're talking savings in the house, brother!
Oh, brother.
Rental purchase or lease purchase. Save up to 50% compared to non-promotional rent-to-own prices for new merchandise. Offer ends August 20th, 2011, and applies to select new and pre-leased items as marked in store. See rentacenter.com for complete details.
Live from Progressive.
Flo here. With more discounts than ever before, Progressive can save you a lot of money on your car insurance.
Savings!
Oh, you can get bigger savings than that.
Savings!
That's close, but you can really save a lot of money.
You're gonna get some savings. Savings.
Much better.
Discounts for safe driving, owning a home, and more. Now that's Progressive. Call or click today. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and its affiliates, Mayfield Village, Ohio. Prices vary based on how you buy. Discounts not available in all states or situations.
All right, so 14 before the hour. Doug Steffen's Good Day program. Dr. Ken Kronhaus joins us now with a daily dose of important medical information. This segment brought to you by the folks at AlloCure. Immediate digestive relief. If you want to get immediate digestive relief, you got gas, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, call 855-879-2873. Easier to remember, perhaps, for those of you who can remember letters rather than numbers, 855-TRY-ALLOCURE. Get a special offer. What is this the key to, Ken? AlloCure is the key to what in our health?
It's an all-natural solution that calms stomach acid, and it allows your body to heal itself. Doug, it's the number one aloe-based supplement for balancing stomach acid. It helps maintain normal blood sugar levels, naturally relieves heartburn and acid reflux, and even helps you sleep better.
This is a product that is so good, so natural. It is so good you can drink it or you can put it on your skin. Got a cut? I got a cut yesterday on my knee. I put the stuff on today. You look at it, you'd think we were, you know, in another world. It's healing so fast. That's how good aloe vera is, all natural. If you'd like to try this again, the number is 855-879-2873. Rich, you might want to write this number down because every time Ken talks about this, people call. Mm-hmm. What's that number again?
Absolutely.
855-TRY-ALLOCURE, 855-879-2873. Speaking of that, this story that we're following at DougSteffen.com about robots acting like us, looking like us. If, in fact, they can make a robot to be human-like, why can't we develop pieces that are robotic, like, I suppose, mechanical, to replace things that break down in our bodies, Ken? Or is that what's happening, or is that what's coming?
Well, it's a $6 million man or woman. There are replaceable parts in our body, and just stay tuned. There'll be one new one as we talk each week and month.
Wow. New stuff. It's pretty amazing. Meanwhile, back to the traditional fish oil in expectant moms. This is a pretty specific study.
Fascinating. A woman who consumes fish oil supplements during pregnancy may decrease the number of colds early in her baby's life. Symptoms also resolve faster throughout the first 6 months of life for the supplement group compared to the placebo group. Doug, they gave omega-3 fish oil, DHA, 400 milligrams a day in the latter half of gestation.
DHA. Omega-3 DHA. I think we're all agreeing that that's the best of all the fish oils, omega-3 DHA, all right? Not EPA, but DHA. Okay, let's see here. Chewing your food, if you do a good job, you don't eat so much. That's pretty interesting. And when you think about it, it makes common sense, right?
An easy way to help you lose weight, people who chew their food more, take in fewer calories, which may help them control their weight. This is out of the American Journal of Clinical Nutrition this week.
And drinks that are sweet. You're a cardiologist. You're on your way to the clinic. People over the weekend drink too much. What does it do for heart disease risk?
Beverages sweetened with fructose or high fructose corn syrup, Doug, can worsen cardiovascular risk factors, even in the young and healthy. This is out of the Journal of Clinical Endocrinology and Metabolism this week.
Instead of these jerks at the FDA chasing around people who are pursuing a healthy diet with raw milk, they ought to be trying to do something. The fructose corn syrup is out voluntarily, not by mandate, right?
Right. Can I correct something really quickly that was said this morning?
Quick.
Angioplasty, it's life-saving with an acute heart attack, but it's helpful for symptoms. What she was trying to say, what she really meant was if you don't have symptoms.
Attention gardeners, this is an urgent GCN self-reliance update. GCN has just discovered a new bioactive superfood for garden plants, flowers, and herbs. It's called ProtoGrow, and it's so effective at producing rapid plant growth that it seems to almost force plants to grow like crazy under practically any soil and light conditions. Now, here's the best part for our listeners who garden for self-reliance. ProtoGrow's unique blend of C nutrients maximizes mineral uptake and dramatically increases bloom set, creating maximum plant growth in minimum time. ProtoGrow works by providing geometric keys, which have the capacity to actually unlock the genetic code for nutritional uptake in plants. ProtoGrow's full-spectrum plant fertility means fruits and vegetables with extraordinary taste and up to 10 times the nutritional value. And if you want to double or triple the potency of herbs or wheatgrass, you can. If you want to grow nutritionalized superfoods with non-hybrids, it's now easy. GCN listeners who want to grow dirt-cheap superfoods should visit the ProtoGrow website at growlikecrazy.com. That's www.growlikecrazy.com or call 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours, too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for three decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
They call me Cuban Pete. I'm the king of the rumba beat. When I play the maracas, I go chick-chicky-boom, chick-chicky-boom. Yes, sir, I'm Cuban Pete. I'm the craze of my neck and street. When I start to dance every
this is maybe the only good thing you'll ever hear me say about Jim Carrey.
Which is?
This is good. I didn't see the movie, but I like the music. I've heard this a couple of times. This is a song called Cuban Peach. Carrey singing it from The Mask. It's the number one movie during this week in 1994. And movie music is how we get started with movie moments. Chuck Curry is here to run through the big box office stories of the weekend. And no surprise that aliens and insects or whatever, cowboys and Indians, however that played out.
You know, by the way, you know what actor's first movie was in? What actress first debuted in The Mask? Big name actress.
Ooh,
Cher.
I know.
No.
Who?
Cher. Who is it?
Cameron Diaz.
Yeah.
Really?
And you want to know
she's never looked hotter.
In my opinion, never looked better on film than in that movie.
Oh, totally. No, I think she's hot.
Yeah, but she's hot now. She's hot. She needs it for
skin. It's because she had lots of hair in that movie. She still, I mean,
does she put something in her lips, Jennifer? What is she putting in her lips?
I don't think so. I don't think she lips up, no.
Really? She's got good lips, amongst other things. Anyway, very appealing. What are you laughing at? That's true.
Do you guys want to be alone for a moment? Yeah, right. Should I step away?
All right, so Chucker has the results of what happened at the box office. He went to see Aliens and Cowboys, so we'll get his review. You can check it out if you'd like. If you're impatient or you got to go to Chucker's blog, Entertainment Today and Beyond, and he writes all about it there. There's usually something in there every day or two, which you can find. His expertise, his ability to judge this stuff is pretty cool. So I'll have that review for you and the other movies in the top 5 or 10, depending on how much time we have, in just a moment here on Good Day.
Are your cable rates rising? Tired of being pushed around by your provider? It's time to push back. Cut the cable and get Dish Network installed with absolutely no equipment to buy. Here's the best part. Packages start at just $24.99 a month for an entire year. That's right. Call now and get Dish Network installed free. Plus your choice of HBO, Cinemax, or Stars free for 3 months. If you call in right now, Dish Network will also throw in free HD for life. PMG Dish, a Dish Network authorized retailer, is waiting for your call and can have you watching TV as soon as tomorrow. Call 800-842-1870. Imagine all your favorite movies, sports, and shows in crystal clear digital quality for far less money, and you won't have to deal with a cable company anymore. At only $24.99 per month, they're practically giving it away. Call now for full details. Call 800-842-1870. That's 800-842-1870. Again, 800-842-1870. Limited time offer, prices, packages, and programming subject to change without notice. 24-month agreement required. Cancellation fees, auto pay, and paperless billing and other restrictions apply. Call for details.
All right, 4 minutes for the hour. Chucker, in terms of the movie itself, I usually am very respectful of what you say because I think you have, I don't know if your fingers are on the pulse, but I think you've got a good sense. Otherwise, your blog, Entertainment Today and Beyond, wouldn't be as popular as it is. So what say you about this flick?
Cowboys and Aliens, I liked it, but with a lot of reservations. I admired what they did. It's different. It's somewhat unique, but it has a lot of script problems, pacing problems, and it's played dead straight. It's like High Noon meets Independence Day. I can see when people watch it why there's such a split reaction.
But how do they get rid of the aliens with six guns? I mean, the guns that were around in the era that they've positioned, the 1870s, there's nothing.
Don't give it away, Chuck.
Yeah, I'm not going to give it away.
Oh, come on, give away a little of it. Just a little. Just a little. Oh, please, Chucker. Just a little.
Oh, please.
Please, Chuck. A little bit.
If you like westerns, I think the film is worth seeing.
I don't like I love westerns, but I don't like creepy crawly creatures.
You know, it would be like it'd be like watching True Grit, and in the middle of True Grit, aliens land. That's almost the way the film is taken, which is sort of like a little bit strange. Give it two and a half out of 4 stars. I think it's worth seeing, but the film itself has a lot of problems. It's probably not as good as it could have been, but I still support the process. Number two, we're actually tied for first place. Cowboys and Aliens did $36.2 million in business. That opening is a disappointment. Its budget reportedly was about $163. The Smurfs, which overachieved, did also $36.2 million to play second. Captain America placed third, $25 million over the weekend, $117 million in 2 weeks of release. Harry Potter, the last installment, placed fourth, $22 million over the weekend, $318 million in the U.S. alone. It passed the billion-dollar mark worldwide. And Crazy Stupid Love, the new romantic comedy with Steve Carell, placed fifth, $19.3 million in business. Next Friday, Rise of the Planet of the Apes. I must admit, I'm really looking forward to that.
Of course you are, yeah.
I am. Yes, I am.
All right. So the Steve Carell thing, that was a disappointment, or is he overexposed? What's the problem with his role? He always plays the same character.
I would say that opening is okay. It's not a great opening. It's not an awful opening.
But anything that he's in is going to be cheap to make anyway, right? He doesn't require anything.
You know what? I know something. None of these films are cheap. Even Zookeeper with Kevin James has done $68 million in 4 weeks. The budget on that thing, $80 million. I mean, they just over a while ago. 50